Chris Brown.
What?
No, no, no.
Somebody,
a story that come out. A story that come out. Chris Brown's due in court actually today to hear the results of a supplemental report over alleged probation violations stemming from that fight in the nation's capital back in October. He said a story that come out. Who says that?
You know, I'm just unique. Like, I'm unique and original.
Like, you're just like Megyn Kelly.
Oh, don't do that.
Breezy is right now spending 90 days confined to a residential rehab facility of fraying her management, so I'll bet just his lawyers are going to show up for that one. R. Kelly's denying the rumors that he owes $114,000 in child support to his ex-wife. His publicist even took a shot at the Custodial Support Foundation, who was reportedly helping his ex-wife gather information related to the unpaid child support. Now, we hear Andrea, his ex-wife, is backtracking. She supposedly says she never hired that foundation. She is still on that show on VH1. What is it, Ex-Wives or something?
Yeah, something like that.
The Birdman's denying rumors that Drake has had a falling out with Cash Money. In an interview, he explains that Drizzy is down with the team for life. What else is he going to say? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, some Chicago concert promoters are taking aim at Drake in a new $200,000 lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
After committing to shows in March of 2012 and getting paid, Drake reportedly demanded to be paid more, and when he wasn't, they say he bailed. Wale's pissed about his album, The Gifted, not being included on Complex Magazine's list of the 50 best albums of 2013. He says they have a personal vendetta against him, even called the writers up, and he was like, are you kidding me? He was like, you really think Juicy J's album, Stay Trippy, was better than mine? His was ranked, Stay Trippy was ranked number 27. And here's the problem.
What's that?
Wale reportedly threatened to knock out the magazine staff and warned them to get security ready.
Wow.
That's kind of, you don't want to do that, Wale. I mean, if your album was good, you don't need, listen, you think Beyonce cares what the critics are saying? No promotion.
You don't need them to validate you, man.
You don't need that validation. No promotion, no warning, and after only 48 hours, her album has already gone gold, Russ.
Wow.
That's half a freaking million. Do you understand how she's doing it?
I understand.
All right, so congrats may be in order for Toya Wright, Memphis. We hear she's pregnant. Is that bells I hear?
Yeah.
Because I'm not done. I just have one more story.
Go ahead.
In the battle of post-pregnancy pics, Amber Rose may be the winner. She posted a picture of herself before and after. And I don't know, Amber's body looks way better than Kim K's if you ask me.
Yeah.
But don't be expecting no post-pregnancy pictures of me, because I'm telling you right now. My ass is big.
Right.
Listen, a Christmas blessing. Russ Parr's A Christmas Blessing. This Saturday, TV One, Amara Hardwick's in it,
yeah.
David Banner.
Yeah.
Let's see, Lunell's in it. It's a great Christmas story. So set your DVRs this Saturday, A Christmas Blessing. I'll give you more information. It's going to be on TV One.
Look at all these people calling right now for that $150.
I don't blame them. It's Christmas.
Man, it's Christmas time.
You better. Yeah, do it.
Hello, who this on the telephone?
This is Samaya.
Hi, I'm Samaya. How you doing, Samaya?
Hi, Russ. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
You need some money?
Yes, I do. I mean, you know, my birthday is Christmas Day.
Wow. Well, Merry Christmas and happy birthday.
Guess what? I got you, girl.
Thank you so much. I needed it.
Man, $150. You can make your Christmas better or somebody else's, okay?
Well, everybody else's, you know, because Christmas is just for my kids. You know, I wake up in the morning, as long as they happy, that's my Christmas present. And my
birthday. Very sweet.
That's
but don't forget it's your birthday, too. Happy birthday.
Hold on the line, girl.